The Salt Lake Families Belong Together rally was just one of many in the nation last Saturday. Activist groups and concerned Utahns gathered on the steps of the Capitol building, carrying signs, singing songs, and chanting things like "Abolish ICE."
ICE!
Abolish
ICE!
Abolish
ICE!
Salt Lake's rally included several speakers and a group of children singing the Mexican folk song La Llorona, a song about a woman who has lost her children. The song has become a regular feature at rallies against family separations at the border.
Todos me dicen el negro, llorona, negro pero cariñoso.
Lizette Cruz spoke at Logan's Families Belong Together rally. She is the community liaison at the family place and migrated to the United States from Mexico when she was 3 years old.
I don't remember it, but how they got here is they swam through the Rio Grande and I was on the shoulders of my uncle. That's a story that I know, but this has always been my home.
Cruz and her family obtained legal status when she was 12. Now, her work at the family place enables Cruz to do outreach within the Hispanic community.
Within the community outreach, I do. I've done a lot of immigration informational nights. I've done nights where we get a lawyer and they fill out their residence application or U.S. application. We've worked a lot with the Mexican consulate.
Cruz says she also does fun outreach like Zumba and cooking classes to help the Hispanic community feel welcome and valuable. She says this helps immigrants cope with the fear of being separated from their families.
Every day is a struggle. Every day, it's traumatic to them because they don't know what will happen, if they'll be pulled over, if ICE will come, if we don't know.
Cruz says besides amnesty for migrants who entered the U.S. illegally, the best thing for the community would be the freedom to do other things, such as getting a driver's license, without it triggering a call to ICE. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Tamsin Malloy.